Now, Lord, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand, and steps to be doers. We praise you and honor you that the Holy Spirit, that signs, wonders, diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost will hit this place. Not only this place, around the world where men and women are tuned in, these manifestations will begin to demonstrate themselves in our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the 37th Psalm. I want you to write this subject down. I want to introduce it a little stronger this morning. A matter of fact, let me give you this prophecy. Turn to Psalm 37. Let me give you this prophecy on the beginning in which the Lord gave me for today. Listen very carefully, for thus saith the Lord. He's talking about a very important subject to the body of Christ. I've been talking about health quite some time now. This is what he said to release. Many of my children are stuck in the limited access of my health and will never experience it unless they let my government take the limit off. For health is an apostolic assignment to this church to bring to the body of Christ worldwide, and many are receiving with thanksgiving. Listen, learn, turn, and return to my original plans for you. Be willing and obedient and enjoy your long, satisfied life. Thus say the Lord. So the prophetical declaration hovers over you this morning. Also, apostolic decrees is hovering over you this morning. This is God's will for his church. He has chosen Word of Life Christian Center, an ever-increasing word, to spread this message around the world apostolically and changing the government who rules health. Matter of fact, put these three things down. Health, healing, and helps. 3H. Health, healing, and help. Or health, healing, and treatment. Treatment is just help. It's not the help. It's not the healing. And so by the church lagging so far behind with God's people, God's people depend on help more than they depend on help, which God already have given them. And so God is turning some things back around for us. Write this subject down. My faith for help is feeding on God's faithfulness. Think about it. You see what you write now? My faith for help is feeding on God's faithfulness. Is he faithful?
Yes.
All right, let's read some scriptures. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Bible said, let every word be established. Let's establish this subject from three or four scriptures. You're in 37th Psalm? I'm reading from the New King James Version, beginning at the third verse. And I want you to listen very carefully at this first verse, because I saw this after he gave me this subject. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. And look at this. What does it say? And feed on his, you got to look up there, and feed on his faithfulness. What? And feed on God's faithfulness. Let me say it another way. And feed on Jesus' faithfulness. Let's say it another way. And feed on the Holy Spirit faithfulness. Let's say it another way. And feed on God's word faithfulness. You can't lose. There are some anchors that are being dropped in the 37th Psalm. There are four to five help anchors. I want you to write it down. Help anchors that will anchor you to your help and anchor your help to you. The anchors are being dropped this morning in this 37th Psalm because he said the first anchor was trust. Trust God for your help. Amen?
Amen.
Trust God for your help. Tell the person sitting next to you, trust God for your help. But in order to trust him, you got to feed on his. I can't hear you. Well, I need a class here now. Feed on his faithfulness. Now, whatever condition in your body this morning, this is what the Lord said to me. You will be operated on this morning supernaturally. Come on, I need you believing. Let me go back before I go any further. Let me go back. Because let me share something with you. Faith is more than hearing. Faith is seeing. All right? Faith also is understanding. So it's four steps in faith. Hearing, seeing, and they're all spiritual. It's not you physically, just physically hearing me. It's what the Holy Spirit turned it into on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Wow. It's not just what you physically hearing. This is a spiritual atmosphere. So you hear it physically, but you must also hear it spiritually. And you can't hear it spiritually by yourself. So everybody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
All right. So now, he'll say something to you that I didn't say.
Right.
I'll say one thing, he'll tell you 14 things. You understand? That's my job is just to be a mailman, but the Holy Spirit is the real teacher. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So now, spiritually hearing, let's say it another way. Spiritually seeing and spiritually understanding and doing it in the spirit. That's the only time your faith is in operation. Your faith is not in operation just because you say you heard something. All right. So I want you to understand how it's not emotion, it's emerging. We got to go deeper now. Things in hell has broken loose in the whole system. The whole world has been confounded to know they can't work without God. Well, we know him, right? Huh? I got my hand in his hand, you? All right, so now listen. So I want you to understand. So you're going, you hear it, right? What else you doing?
See.
What else you doing?
Understand.
What else you doing?
Do.
You got to do it, right? You got to be a doer of it. All right. Here we go. Now, the first anchor that I want to drop on every person in the sound of my voice about your health, about your healing, your health, and your long life is trust. You know, we got this glorious scripture in the Bible, trust in the Lord with all your heart. What did Nick say? Then acknowledge him in all your way and he'll direct your path, right? All right, let's go to verse 4. Look at the first word in verse 4. That's an anchor. Delight yourself also in the Lord. And he'll do what? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Next anchor. Commit. Underline them in your Bible. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness. Bring it forth, Lord. Healing, health is part of my righteousness. I have a right to be healthy. You want me to, let's prove that. You know, I'm going to follow, I'll just follow the Holy Spirit. Let's prove that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Let's prove that. My righteousness always has been carrying my health, but I've been detoured by the system. Detoured about satanic forces, and the system have pulled me from depending on God for my health. As if God can't do it. How many of y'all know he can do it? How many of y'all coming back to full health? Now, let me say this. I don't care what the hell going on in my body. I'm coming back to full health. Because the hell is hell. It's from... That little boy said, what he said? Full divine vaccination for your health. Is in that voice you're looking at. Full, look at that, Larry. Full divine vaccination for your health is in that voice. Pick him up. Go ahead and pick him up. You see him? You see him? Don't talk to me. You see him? What's the first one? Ooh, I'm being vaccinated with wisdom from heaven this morning. God gonna tell me what move to make. What to do, what to say, what to eat, where to go, who to hang with. Health, wisdom cometh to my body this day. Say it. Y'all gonna see what I said? Everyone under the sound of my voice, if you're going to use your faith, from this day forward, you're going to be operating on the health wisdom. God said, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Do this. I speak signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost over your health today. You receive it? Listen and look. Wisdom, not worry. I don't want you worrying anymore. I don't care how bad the pain is. I don't care what the meter reading. Don't you worry anymore. You ask God for wisdom, and wisdom will bury worry. Say it. I have health wisdom. Flaunting me right now. That's your first vaccination. Put that scripture back up there, because I'm going to shoot them with the other. You got to take four shots. And what? Come on now, somebody answer me. Can righteousness do this? Do you believe? And I know it's a hard question about that. Do you believe in this contaminated system with disease and sickness, that in your righteousness, in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a right to be healthy? We got to establish that fact. I don't care how long you've been carrying it. I must let you know, in your righteousness, in what Jesus paid for, you as a child of God, in your sonship, in your daughterhood, you have a right through the righteousness of God. Help is a righteousness of God vaccination. If you decree it, if you declare it, not at church, at home, in your car, on your job, if you declare and decree, because I am the righteousness of God, I have a divine right to be healthy, and God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God back me up. And I have a health kingdom on the inside of me. Oh, talk to me here. I have a health, the kingdom of God is on the inside of me. I have a health kingdom on the inside of me. I've been looking on the outside too much for what I should have been looking on the inside for. Man called me on the outside. Man said he got the answer. Man do not have the answer. The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ, him crucified, buried, and resurrected. Hallelujah.
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 My health is on the inside of me. Stop lying to me, body.
You don't run this.
I done got stuck here, righteous.
Glory to God.
You want to get ready to record this. You never heard this. Because I never heard the Holy Ghost. I never heard nobody preach it. I've been health is body sanctification. Health tells sickness and disease, this body here. This body right here. You can't touch it. Now, Joyce, I said health is your body sanctification. So if your body keep carrying disease, that means your body not sanctified yet. Well, since you're looking at me like that, go to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Let's all go with the word. And we'll come back to this because we've got one more in this one. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, right? No, you say sanctify you wholly, right? What sanctify you mean? I mean sanctify the whole you, right? Spirit, soul, and body, right? Right? Come on, talk to me. All right. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, sickness and disease stand in our body want to put blame on God. That God can't move it. Now, we know that's a lie. So, who had fault? Oh, I know y'all want to say somebody else. I know y'all want to say the devil. We keeping sickness and disease on the devil for centuries. It's the devil. We give him some power, didn't we?
Right.
He can't make you sick. The only person who can make you sick is you.
Right.
Oh, my. Now, look at that 24th verse. Here's the problem. 1 Thessalonians 5. Somebody ought to do a jig right now. Huh?
Yeah.
You have faith. Your faith for health is feeding on the faithfulness of God. Look what it say about it. So my body help, Yvonne, my body help is part of my sanctification. We haven't used this word much, but we should use it. Actually, you are a saint. And you have sanctifying rights.
Yes, sir.
Faithful is he that called you. How many believe he's faithful?
Yes, sir.
But I lack the next part. Do you lack the next part?
Yes, sir.
Say it out so you can know. Yeah, who also will do it. So you see, there's no permission in this verse. You catch it in a few minutes. Don't have to ask nobody. God do not have to ask nobody for permission to do what he wants to do. And I know one thing, throughout the scripture, he revealed, beloved, I wish above all things, that you prosper and be in health. But look what he said. Is your soul sanctified by health? Is your thinking sanctified by health? Is your conscience been smothered with information that is not revelation? You're going to have to change that. You're going to have to pause. You're going to talk to God about that situation and thank him what you're hearing this morning. Thank him that I have a divine right. Go back to 1 Corinthians 1:30 now. Go back there. Go back because you got to drop. Let me put it another way. You're taking notes or you're typing. You got to drop these four anchors to keep your health. You got to drop the anchor of wisdom, anchor of righteousness, the anchor of sanctification. Ooh, look at that last anchor.
Yeah.
I am, my body is redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. Say it.
My body is redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Say it again.
My body is redeemed.
That's so. When you say that, say it again.
My body is redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease.
Now, you want to shout?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Acts 10:38.
Oh, yes, sir.
You just made a subpoena on the anointing for your help. God heard you. The devil heard you. Jesus heard you. All the angels heard you. How God? Did what? With a natural, with what? And what? Went about doing what? Healing. Feel that going through your body right now. Feel that on your blood pressure. Feel it. I mean, he in you. And he told me his signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, Leroy, have to be with you to carry this to the body of Christ. Because I'm going to heal them left and right. I'm going to turn things around that they thought would never be turned around. I'm going to have them running down the street. You're going to tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. Tell somebody, look what the Lord has done. I said, tell somebody, look what the Lord has done for me. Grandma didn't get it. Mama didn't get it. Uncle Joe didn't get it. But good God Almighty, I got it. Because look what the Lord. Tell somebody next to you, I'm expecting miracles, me. If you're not expecting a miracle, get off my road. Sit down. Go back to Psalm 37. You feel that? Y'all ready for a jig yet?
Yes.
Getting close. I feel my legs. You're getting close, John. Ah!
Yeah.
Come on, David.
Many of you are being healed right now.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm talking about miracle. No, I'm not talking about no maybe. And listen, I'm going to get this erased right now. We got to get this erased. We've got to erase it because Satan play with this. Your age don't make a doggone difference. Long, satisfied life cover that. See that old age thing? They've been messed with us with that age thing. Talking about, well, it's time. Time for what? What the hell are you talking about? Time for what? What? No time for nothing. God promised me a long, satisfied life. I just start living. You get to a certain age, I just lost a bunch of stupidity over the time because I've been here long enough to learn some things. I'm just not living. Now, why should I want to leave now? Old age thinking rob you of your health.
Yes, sir.
Let me try to read this. Fifth verse, 37th Psalm. First word, see it?
Come in.
Come in. Huh? 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 You're not going to commit in the flesh. You got to be in the spirit. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Well, look at verse 7. Huh? Rest. So what is trust? What else? Drop them four ankles. I want you to drop them. Y'all got them down? Y'all wrote that down? It's very simple. All right. All right. Now let me begin to open this. My faith for help is feeding on God's faithfulness. Say that.
My faith for help is feeding on God's faithfulness.
Let me give you another scripture that's going to help us. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. I'm not going to even get out the introduction this morning. So glad to see y'all in the spirit flowing so much. I preached a half hour and haven't got no food. Read this with me. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he's God, the faithful God. Underline that, stop that, the faithful God. That means he can't fail. Okay. All right, you ready? It's the faithful God. Let's study the faithful God. The faithful God which keep his covenant and mercy that love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations. All right, go to 1 Corinthians 1:9. Come on, we've got two more scriptures. Then I'm going to give you the introduction of the message. The further we're going to get. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Read. Hold up. How many agree with that?
Yes, Lord.
Why you look at me? Look at me. Why do you think he gonna let you down on this? Or why have we been thinking that God let us down in the aspect of walking in hell? Because we turned to another system. We placed our confidence in man. Are you following me? We turned to another system, and now, apostolically, the church has to be turned back to the government of their health, which is God who made them. Matter of fact, put a finger there. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. I want you to see this again, because you are not mechanically made. Ooh, Jesus. You are spiritually made. Good God Almighty. You're not, you see what I'm saying? You're not natural. Your body is not a natural body. Man didn't make you. Wait a minute now, I want you to get that. Man didn't make you. How you think man can repair you? Asa, A-S-A, had a disease in his feet. And he consulted the physician and did not consult God. And he died. Hezekiah got a message that he's going to get your house in order because you're about to die. Hezekiah said, no, I got something to do with this. God, I've been faithful to you. I love you. And I know you can turn, I know you can turn this around. Turn it around, turn it around. Every disease, every sickness in this house right now, turn it around, God. We trust in you. Somebody kneel on one knee with me. Turn it around, Lord. We'll trust in you. Heal my brother. Heal my sister. Right now. In Jesus' name. We got that. We got that. I said we got that. Take your eyes off of man. Put your eyes back on God. Take your eyes off of man and put your eyes back on Jesus. Take your eyes off of man. Put your eyes back on the Holy Ghost. I'll bring you back. I'm outdated for some of these younger children, but some of y'all may understand what I'm saying. I need for you to, every time you need to deal with something, go back to Niue Station. Don't go to that doggone telephone. Go to Niue. Niue Station. And some of the young children say, what do you mean, Mama, Niue Station? Get on your knees and say, God, have mercy on me. I need some help. I need your grace. I need you to touch me supernaturally. I need the Spirit of God. I don't need no man. I need you to show me what to do. Now, if you tell me go to the man, I'll go to the man, but I got to hear it from you first. I ain't going on my own. I'm so glad that we're not going to die early. I'm so glad we're not going to be talked out of our life. We're going to live. We're going to be strong. Huh? You can make changes. You got to make some changes, but you can do it. Right, Heather? You can make changes. Yeah, you can make them. Don't let the devil lie to you. You can make changes. When you find out the truth, do what the truth tell you. See that voice? I will praise thee. Yes. Well, go ahead and praise him, man. Hallelujah. Now, you got to understand, my job is to make sure that things be unfolded in your presence. Yes, sir. For I'm what? Fearfully. Marvelous are thy work. Now hold right there. You were not invented. You were created. Talk to somebody. Woo, Jesus. Gee, I just come up. I never heard that before, you know. You're not an invention. You're a creation. So, therefore, you don't have... Oh, that's good. Since you were created, you have a creator. So in this verse we're looking at now, you were divinely designed to be healthy. Jesus. Ooh, write that down. Write that down. You sit down. Y'all go ahead and sit down. You were divinely, I am divinely designed by God to be healthy. If God created me, why am I looking to man for my help? Why am I looking for my help in the drugstore? It's a treatment. It's not a lifestyle. So why did the body of Christ become 80% sick? I'm going to tell you now. Because of an uneducated soul. Because of a soul that had been walking in darkness. Mindset, conscious, will, imagination has been commercialized. That this is what you need without consulting God.
Come on, sir. It's good day.
My soul knows right well. God, let 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Let your word speak, Lord. I'm just about to close. I've been preaching about 40 minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, why you didn't say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All this preaching I'm doing, I say hallelujah. And you say, what do you think? This is no basketball game. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus. You know, Lord, it was possible for me not to be here this month with all this going on, but I'm here. And I'm going to open my mouth. Hallelujah. I'm going to open my mouth. I ain't going to sit here like nothing happened. God protected me through this stuff. I want to praise him this morning. I want to thank him for what he done for me. What? I'm not going to let nobody praise him in my place. I got to say thank you for myself. Look at this verse. There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. That's the 4 or 5 times we read that he's faithful, you know. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Are we escaped?
Yes.
The only way you hear this morning is that you escape. Who helped you to escape to be here this morning? I know I escaped. But I know I didn't escape by myself. I know I had somebody watching over me. Seeing evil that I didn't see. But I read about 2 shields in the Bible. The shield of faith. Then in Psalm 512, I want you to look at the other shield. Psalm 512, maybe somebody don't know about the other shield. Somebody don't know they're wearing 2 shields. I'm wearing the shield of faith. Now Psalm 512, tell me what the other one is. Tell me what the other one is. Favor! Grace! unsatisfied life is a life without sickness and disease. I'm not going to no hospital. I'm not going to let them put me in a place waiting to die. Anybody listen to me? If you listen to me, listen, listen. Sit down. I want you to write a few notes and then we're going to go. Get these clear now. I need you to get these clear. Hearing, seeing, understanding, and doing. That's your faith, all right? Now, I want you to listen very carefully now. Faith have preventing power. Preventing power. Say preventing. Preventing. And, you ready? Reversing power. I'm gonna let that settle down now. I'm gonna let that settle down. Faith has preventing power and. So, whether you need to prevent something or reverse something, faith got the power for it. Cha ta 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 ta. So, I know some things we prevented, but there's some things that got in our body we got to reverse. See it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Here's what he wants me to tell you. So, understand this. With God, it's never too late. Listen very carefully. Hold on, he said to tell you. Your body is about to go. On a powerful change. You're about to experience total freedom. Now listen to what he told me to tell you, instruct you. We must move beyond satanic power. We must move beyond, listen, immaturity. We must move beyond ignorance and carnality. Because they all will keep you from hell. You got them? Some of them don't feel too good, you know. Satanic power, immaturity, ignorance, and carnality. Listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Spirit open your path to your help.
Yes. Hallelujah.
What I said?
Let the Holy Spirit open my path.
Now, what four things you got to do with that? Right. See, what I apostolically and pastorally and prophetically. Every time you come to this church, it's not going to be based on you just getting a good feeling. Okay? Because you know what? Good feeling didn't work during this time. You can't talk about, I feel good. No, you need to know something. Huh? But y'all did it. I mean, I'm like I told my wife, I'm real proud of you. Did it, and I don't play it. Because in the spirit realm, you can't play with this, mess with stuff like that. But I know y'all had to be doing something. Yeah. Nobody called crying in a year, almost year and a half. Didn't call crying financially nor physically. Because you know why? The Lord was prepping you for this time.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Everything closed down.
Right.
And people driving out of other states bringing $1,000 to this ministry. Man drove and brought $40,000. I just drove from another state, just drove to bring it. People call, can I bring you some money? Yeah, you can bring it. Come on. Because my mind is really not on no money. My mind is on the master's plan. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Spirit open my path to my help, God's way. Now listen, body of Christ. We have been off track about our help so long, it seemed like we know what we are doing. But that's not the end of that sentence. I'm going to read that sentence again. But it's not the last part going to clarify some things. All right, let me try to give it to you again. We have been off track. What I say, off track, right? About our help so long, it seemed like we know what we are doing. Wow. But evidence proves different. Help is permitting God to sanctify your body. What help is permitting God to sanctify your body? Your body is supposed to be sanctified. See, sickness and disease is almost like sin. Look how quiet it got up here. See, are you telling me I'm sinning? If I'm sick, you're letting sin prevail. Stand up. Declare your righteousness. And do what's right. Y'all know I got to get to the Eden, right? Y'all know we got to talk about Eden, right? Huh? Y'all know nobody in the church talking about Eden. Y'all know where cancer come from, right? Y'all know where diabetes come from? Huh? You know where high blood pressure come from? Huh? 10 days eat right and see what happens. And y'all, it's an age of technology. Y'all got it right in your house. What you watching? Start watching some stuff to tell you how to eat right. Look how quiet it got up here. All these hallelujah people. They done lost their hallelujah. Barbecue is greater than faith. That's how y'all been trained. That's how we've been trained. Me with my ignorant self too. Had to fight a lot of stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Still got stand. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir. We ain't talking about no weight now. We ain't talking about no weight. We ain't talking about no weight on the outside. I don't care how big you are. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about how big you are on the inside with toxicity. Look how quiet it got in this church. You better find you another church. I'm going to tell you. I'm responsible for to tell you the truth. God done reveal this to me. Oh, no, baby, I ain't changing. You're going to live and not die. All right, let me get to my first point and close. How can my faith feed on God's help? I'm going to give you three ways with three scriptures. And we've got to do all three of them. Romans chapter 12, some of your favorite. 1-3, some of your favorites you haven't been doing. Romans chapter 12, 1-3 is one of the ways you feed on God's help. Matter of fact, it's a kindred scripture to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It's a kindred scripture to Hebrews 4:12. You have to be rightly divided to live in help. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, all three scriptures. Now, I want you to, Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and Romans 12:1-3 is the only way you can live a totally healthy, sanctified life. You're going to have to put this body in place.
Yes, sir.
Your taste buds have been raped. Your taste bud has been perverted. Grease is no friend, baby. Your heart never attacks you. It's you attacking your heart. You don't want a dancing preacher. Just dancing. I see them people online just dancing, just sweating, just dancing, making them move, you know. 932 pounds. You got Romans 12, 1 to 3?
Yes, sir.
You see, it's that body, the soul, and the spirit. Let's look at Matthew 23, 13. Don't let this happen to you. Matthew 23, 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourself, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in. There's always somebody going to try to block you. See, shut you out. Look at the 11th chapter and the 12th verse. Leroy, I'm about to close, son. I just had to take up Wednesday, Tuesday. I don't know what day, Tuesday. Some of y'all not coming back anyway.
I'll be back.
I didn't hear you say nothing, Joyce.
I'll be back.
Boy, y'all, I miss y'all so much. But y'all, I've been studying, man. Y'all got a different pastor now. Yeah, I'm going to call your name out every now and then. I said, you're not coming back Tuesday, no way. And you ain't saying nothing about on that first road. You ain't saying nothing, girl. I'm looking right at you. You ain't saying nothing. You got to work? Huh? You know who I'm looking at. She turned her head like, he looked like he's looking back here. Back here. You got to work? You a member, right? Lady, you a member? You got to work Tuesday night? Do you come to Bible class? You don't come to Bible class too much, right? You do? Take a picture. Woo! And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violence, take it by force. Take your help by force. All right? Let me close. I want you to go home with this one on your mind. And the Lord really want this to happen. How many of y'all want to please the Lord?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all want God happy?
Yes, sir.
Well, God is not happy with you sick. So let me give you this to go home with. My body will bring glory to God from this day forward. Boy, if you ever hear you say that, my body will bring glory to God from this day forward. Turn with me quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. My body will bring glory to God. Now, let me tell you something. You're not going to change it without changing your eating. Your prayers are not going to change it. Matter of fact, if you keep eating wrong, your prayer going to become stupid. I know it hurt, but I'm assigned by God. You know, you say the apostolic grace had to penetrate ignorance and darkness, but God give you anointing for that. See, point and say, man, you're going to lose some members talking like that. Then there was members.
Right.
If everything I say got to satisfy them. Man, listen. I've stood too many times by people I love, and I've had them people walk in the room, get them people at a table, and say, there's nothing else we can do, get ready.
Yes, yes.
You know what that means, right? Nothing else we can do. Get ready. Pushing 40 years old, 60 years old. Nothing else we can do. Get ready. That shouldn't be the way it ends. I believe I'll get ready right now. Get ready to stay here and then be healthy and strong. You follow what I'm saying? All right, let's read this verse. We're closed. Stand up. We're going to read this verse. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Get your Bible, your iPad, or your phone, whatever you're reading off. Now, I want you to hear, see, and understand what you're reading here. Because we're talking about my body will bring glory to God from this day forward. Now, listen, we got a lot of testimonies come in already. We got people to defeat diabetes. People have defeated high blood pressure. People have defeated heart condition. People have defeated kidney going wrong. They have defeated it, and their doctor wrote it on the paper. You don't need no medicine. You're totally healthy. Girl, you lost some weight, huh?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm proud of you. My goodness. Hey, what that girl, she lost 140 pounds. What she lost? What she said? We had the knee. How many pounds she lost?
143 pounds.
Guess what happened? Her knees stopped hurting. Them knees love me. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to listen to what you're reading now. You ready? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? What is? What you have of God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the last part said? Go to the next verse. 20th verse, we close. Y'all God bless?
Yes, sir.
For, come on. Now say it this way. For I am bought with a price. Therefore, I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God. Lift your hand and thank him for it. Let me pray for you. Lift your hand. Any sickness, any disease in your body, we're about to drive it out right now. I need you to have your faith. I need you to have your faith. I need you to have your faith hearing. I need you to have your faith what? Seeing. I need you to have your faith what?
Understanding.
Uh-huh. And I need you to have your faith doing. So make some changes. You might not be able to make it over. Make some changes with that fault.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
For it's not the devil's fault. The devil don't have to fall. The devil don't have to fall. The fork shiver. Something gold. But somebody else holding that fork. Don't be condemned. Can't force you to do it. Not going to try to force you to do it. All I got to do is teach. I'm teaching something that the church at large. Listen. God have chosen us here in Darrow to take a worldwide message to the body of Christ they know nothing about. All the body of Christ know about is getting in line, lay a hand on me so I can go get sick again. Now, receive your healing. Lift your hand. Father, I'm so glad that you got us back together and that you protected us, and these men and women really love you. They supported this ministry even when they weren't here. They kept supporting it and they carried themselves the right way. Thank you this morning for the spirit that's upon this church this morning. Thank you. We're so glad to be here. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I preach your word and I impart every word that I spoke in your name this morning into the body of every individual under the sound of my voice here in Darrow and around the world, that the manifestation and the demonstration and the impartation of help begin to manifest in their life. Pain, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. And that every person on the sound of my voice is in preparation now for a long, satisfied, healthy, wealthy life in the name of Jesus. And everybody who agree with that, shout out, dance, and do everything you can do.